Okay, today is Daf Ayin. We are on Samach Tes Samad Beis, third line from the bottom, where it says Boy Rabba. And today's share is sponsored by the Silver family from Baltimore, Leila Nishmas, Zalman Pinchas Ben Simcha, and also for Fu Shleim for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Boy Rabba. Here we go. Rabba asked the following question. Keep on going from yesterday. You did yesterday? Okay, good. Kim l'chi hayom mahu. If someone says to his wife, "Yeah, I will be mekayim your neder today." For today, I'll be mekayim. What does that mean? Me, I'm reading. Do we say kiman da amar la mufa l'chi l'machar? The implication is, but tomorrow it's mefer. You can have all the implications you want. Oh, Dilma, halo amar la. He didn't say that. So what did he say? Basically, your nether should be Mekayim. Why did he say today? I don't know. Right? The Ran says on the bottom line, Da'achi ka'amar, Kayim l'chi ayom bovad. Did he only mean today? O Dilma, halo amale mufa l'chi l'machar. But he didn't say anything about tomorrow. He didn't say a word about tomorrow. Im tim salomar, if you want to say, right, that there is no hafara tomorrow. Why is there no hafara tomorrow? Because it didn't say anything about tomorrow. Right? If you want to say that, im tim tzolomar, halo amala, if you want to say, he didn't mention anything about tomorrow, so how could it be made for tomorrow? How about this one? Amala, mufa l'chi l'machar mahu. What if he says, tomorrow, she comes and tells him I have a nether. You know what? Tomorrow, that nether is mefer. Now, me Amrina, right? Me Amrina, do we say lamacha lamatzi mefer? That's impossible. Why? The hakayim nidra hayom, because by implication you were makayim it today, right? And not only that, it's more than that. It's even deeper than that, because tomorrow you can't be made for a nether tomorrow after 24 hours. You're not going to do that. Ah, Dilmore, maybe Kiva de lo amala kein l'chayyom. He didn't say anything about today. He didn't say a word about today. So ki ka amala mufer l'chi machar, when he said I'm mufer it tomorrow, mehayom kamar, he really meant from today. That's what he really meant. Why did he say that? Because this is what he's talking about. But what did he really mean? He really meant it's from mufer today. Again, it's the same question in opposite ways. Same question. Right? Vim tim tzolomar. And you want to say, afilu hachi, even still, right? That what? That kivan dekaimu hayom l'machar, kivan dekaimu hayom l'machar, right? Kiman, the isyadami, if you want to tell me that it's considered mekayim, and you have no longer the right to be made for it, right? In other words, we don't care about implications. What'd you say? I said today should be Mekayim. That's it. Today's Mekayim. What about tomorrow? There's no implication about tomorrow. You didn't say a word about tomorrow. And by the way, once you're Mekayim, you can't even be made for it anyway. Or is that so not true? How about this one? Kayim l'chisha mahu. What if he says to her, all right, for the next hour it's X, and then after that it's going to be change. Right, for this hour I'm made for it. This hour I'm made for it. And next hour I'll be Mekayim it. What about that?
We're going to clean out within 24 hours.
Exactly. So
it's not the same before.
Exactly. Before, I understand. Once you say something, you can't change it the next day. What about in the same day? What about that? Me, Amrina, do we say
call the whole day?
What?
Isn't it call the whole day?
You have the right to be made for it or be Mekayim it the whole day. Right?
But so you can change it hour by hour?
That's the question. Can you change it? Now, we just finished saying, if you said today or tomorrow or whatever, you can't change it. So now the question is, what if it's the same day? Kiven de amala mufa l'chi l'achar shah dami, right? In other words, if a guy says, I'll be mekayim you neder till 2 o'clock. What about after 2 o'clock? didn't say anything about after 2 o'clock. So is it the same thing or not? Oh, Dilma Holo Amala. He didn't say anything about after 2 o'clock.
Wouldn't that say the same thing on the kind of today?
What?
Today.
Correct, except the difference is that when you that tomorrow you cannot be Makayim it or made for it. Here you can. Imagine if a woman says to her husband, 10 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock tomorrow.
Right. A woman says to her husband, 10 o'clock in the morning, I made an Ezer. You know what? Come back to me 2 o'clock, I'll discuss it then with you. Nothing wrong with that.
It's the same thing.
Right. But if he says, come back to me in 3 days from now, we'll talk about it.
Right.
Too late. That's the only difference. Otherwise, he's right. It's the exact same question, except that one difference, which is a big difference. Im tim tzalomar. Halo amala. If you want to tell me, he didn't say anything, right? He didn't say that. He didn't say what the implication is going to be. Mihu amala mai. What if he did say it? What if he did say it? What if he said, till 11 o'clock, it'll be like this, and then after 11 o'clock, I change my mind. I'll make it like that. What about that? Mi amrinan, do we say, kivun de kaimu, kaimu? Once he establishes it, he can't go back. O dilma, kivun de kule yoma, bar hakama, u bar hafarahu, since the whole day can be either one, right? It can be either one. Ki omar, mufar lechi, laachar shah, mahani. If you were to say, next hour, it'll be mefer, that would work. So we just spent an entire half an amid asking one question. The question is, what happens to the day? Can the day itself be broken up? That's basically the question. We tried to ask this question by today and tomorrow. We said no. There's no implications about today and tomorrow. What about today itself? Okay.
If you're saying that I'll be made for 2 o'clock today. So it's within 24 hours,
what's the shiloh? There is no shiloh about that.
There's no
shiloh. No. No, I'll tell you the shiloh. What if he says, yeah, I'll be made for it, what do you say?
2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock I'll be made for it?
Today.
What's till 2 o'clock?
Till 2 o'clock. It's a nether.
Why? Maybe it's a nether, right?
I meant I'll be made for it 2 o'clock.
Why is it in Makayim until 2 o'clock?
Because
it's an implication. It's an implication. Okay, so do we hold for that implication or not? But he didn't say anything. So maybe he meant, I'm busy now, leave me alone, lady. I'll come 2 o'clock, I'll bother with you. Doesn't mean that.
So is she in limbo until 2 o'clock? Or is it
Yeah, she's in limbo. What if he didn't say anything? What if he said, come back at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, that's a question.
Right? Come back at 2 o'clock, I'll deal with you then.
It wasn't Mekayim or
made for it.
It's
sure in limbo. By the way, he has 24 hours to make a decision.
So what's...
I don't know. It's a good question.
But that's what it plays into, the 24 hours.
Right.
Buyer's remorse?
What?
Buyer's remorse?
No, he's allowed to think it over. Right? In America, imagine this. Imagine the President of the United States. I always wondered about this. Imagine the President of the United States, any president, is at a press conference, and someone asks him a question. Imagine if you would say, you know what, that's a very good question. I need to think it over. I'll get back to you tomorrow with a good answer. I don't want to give an answer off the cuff. I'll come back tomorrow and give an answer. That's unheard of. It's unheard of. What's wrong with that? The guy has to know everything on the spot, every answer, everything. The guy, not everyone in this room have every answer on the spot, on the cuff? No. In England, they do that, by the way. I'll get back to you.
No, they double talk.
You hear? So what, right? So what's wrong with that? The answer is, America does not macabre such a thing. But in the Torah, so let the guy think it over. Does he want to be made for it? Does he want to be Mekayimit? So you have 24 hours. What's the status during those 24 hours? I'm not sure. But here, he doesn't say that. He says, till 2 o'clock. So what's the story with that? So we're going to try to bring a raya from a similar type of situation, and it's not going to be a good raya anyway. Right, but he did say something. He said at 2 o'clock I'm going to be made for it.
Okay,
so what's till? So what's
so
that what? Then what? So it goes both ways. It goes both ways. It goes both ways.
There's an entire until after 24 hours that she makes.
I think so. I would believe that. Yeah.
24 hours. It's not it's
correct. But what if he doesn't say anything?
Well, I'm not going to eat that cookie. I'm not going to bake the cake. But
right.
24 hours. I can because it wasn't.
What if she tells her husband? I made an edit, I'm not going to cook for you anymore. He says, very interesting. 23 hours and 55 minutes later, by the way, I made for that edit. He didn't do anything wrong. 23 hours and 55 minutes later, he's made for the nether. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't say yes or no either way. He said, that's very interesting, thank you very much.
And she cooked that day, what happened?
Nothing, because he was made for it at the end. The question was, if he's Mekayim it. And when my friend, she violated it. So all these interesting questions, all the same question here. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's try to bring a riot from the following story. Harani Nazira, you and your wife are sitting around, and your wife says, you know what? I think I'm going to become a Nazir. Here's what your wife says. I'm going to become a Nazir. Vishama Baila, the husband's sitting there. V'amar Vani, me too. Me too. That's a great idea, lady. That's a great idea, my lovely wife. I'm also going to become a Nazir. Right? Me too. Now, Ein Yachal Lahafer. He can't be made for her nether. Because his nether is all dependent on her nether. So how can he be made for her nether? What? That's a statement in Nazir. If you're sitting around with you and your wife, and she says, oh, I think I'm going to become a Nazir. He says, me too. I'm also going to become... Now, say... But the statement in the Gemara there is, he cannot be made for her nether. Asks the Gemara, if I'm not, why not? Why can't he be made for her nether? Why not? Nema v'ani da'amar hu al nafshei da'avi nazir. You're right. That's a great idea. It's a great idea that you said that, lovely wife. I will become a nazir. Avol hareini nazira dila. But your naziris, sha'achas kaima, 1 hour I'll uphold it. Right? It doesn't mean 1 hour. It can even mean 1 second. In other words, when she said I'll become a nazir, and he said me too, that's only possible if she's a Nazir.
She's already a Nazir.
She was Mekabel herself to be a Nazir.
So she said, I want to be a Nazir.
She becomes a Nazir. One second, but he has 24 hours to make for that.
Huh?
But he has 24 hours. One second, but he said, oh, me too.
Right.
Now, asks the Gemara, and the Gemara says he can't be made for her nether. Asks the Gemara, why not? Why not? When she said, I'll be a Nazir, and when he said, me too, once he said the words me too, he was obviously being Mekayim her nether.
Right.
Even though he didn't say those words, by saying me too, that's what he meant.
Right.
I'm being Mekayim his nether. I'm being Mekayim her nether.
Right.
Why? Because I'm also doing that. Now an hour later, can he say, listen, I want to be a nazir, but you are made for it. Why can't he say that an hour later? Why not? So what do you see? That once he's Mekayim, he can't undo it, even in the same day, right? Hareini Nazira delay, Sha'achas Kaima, 1 hour I'll uphold it. But it doesn't even mean 1 hour, it means 1 minute. What minute is that? The minute I said me too. Lachashan, after that, Iboy Lefer. If I want, I'll be made for it. Right? What?
Hers,
exactly hers. Look at the run. It's the skinny lines, the last run before the lines get fatter, where it says Vamai Nema Vani the Amar Hu Al Nafshe Dahavi Nazir Klomar. You see it? Daite, his intention is Shehei Hu Nazir. He wants to be a Nazir. His wife gave him a great idea, right? And excellent. Umishum Hachi Atfis bin Nazirasa. Therefore, he grabbed onto her Naziris and said, "Me too." Avol Naziris Dila, but her Naziris Nihi, it's true. Dal Karchav Sha'achas Kaima, for 1 minute he had to be Mekayim it. Because he said, me too. Dila Hechi Matvispe. If he didn't say me too, if he wasn't Mekayim it, how could he become an Nazir? His whole Naziris is dependent on her Naziris. Lachar Shah, after the hour, Iboy Lefer, if he wants to be made for it, why not? Imisa, Techiyam Akayim Lachisha, Umufa Lachisha, Mahani. If you hold, that 1 hour yeah and 1 hour no works, why can't he be made for it? Right? The Vada Imahani, if it works, Lo Shna Kiyamar Hachi Bevatzachas. Okay, forget all that. So you see, what do you see from here? By virtue of the fact that we don't allow him to do this, by virtue of the fact that we said he can't be made for her nether, That's a raya that in the hours it doesn't change. That's a raya. In the hours it doesn't change. Good? Says the Gemara, lo, it's not such a raya. Why? Because kosavar, it could be we hold kol va'ani, anytime he says va'ani, kiman de amar kayim l'chi olam dami. He meant to say, I'm being mekayim forever. Why did he mean that? Not 100% sure. That's what he meant to say. So when she says, I'll be a nazir, he says, yeah, me too. By him saying me too, he's mekayim her nazir forever. Her nazir forever.
And his.
What? Right. So me too is a buzzword for forever. Why is that? Not 100% sure. I don't know why that is. Why that? He said me too for now, and 3 hours later, you know what? I don't want you to be an Uzzer. I'll be an Uzzer. You don't have to be an Uzzer. So I can't even be made for 3 hours later. For some reason, when he said me too, he meant it forever. So it's not, we don't have an answer. What?
Is that something specific by an Uzzer?
Yes. So we don't have an answer to our question. Can a nether for a wife be made for in the hours? We don't have an answer to that question. Right? We tried to bring a riot from Nazir. We said, no, Nazir's different. Because when you said me too, you meant forever. So what's the answer to our question? We don't have an answer.
So why did it end with the tegel?
What?
Why did it end with the tegel?
So look at the last line of the Ran before the Mishnah. In the Ran, it says, V'lo ifshita. The question's not answered. Ulechumra, and we have to go lechumra. Hilkach lo have hafara. Therefore, since we have to be machmir, if a guy is mikayim, his wife's nether, for 1 hour, he can't be made for the next hour. Why? Because that would be a kula. And we don't allow a kula because we don't know what the halach is. Okay? Good? Good? Excellent. Next. Meis ha'av, if the father dies, lo nisrokna rishos labal. The right to be made for the neder does not go, I'm not sure what the word this rope means in English.
Reverse.
It doesn't accrue to the, it doesn't transfer is a better word. It doesn't reverse. It doesn't revert to the husband. Right?
But do we have this case already?
Not, never in the Mishnah.
We had it
in the Gemara a few days ago. Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, correct. And I said it's a Mishnah on Sunday. Meis habal, if the husband died, nisrokna l'rishus, I'm sorry, yeah, if the husband died, nisrokna l'rishus la'av. It does revert to the father. Right. But zeh yafa kolach av mikolach habal. In that sense, the husband has less rights than the father. The father has more rights than the husband. Why? Because if the husband dies, the rights don't revert. If the father dies, the rights don't revert to the husband. But if the husband dies, the rights do revert to the father. But bedaver echar, in one other thing, yofa koach habal mikoach av. In another way, the koach of the baal is greater than the koach of the father. What way is that? Haba ashabal mefer bebugger. Va'av eno mefer bebugger. A father cannot be made for his daughter's nedarim once she turns 12 and a half. That's it, it's over. Even if she's single, it's over. But a husband, he always have, till she's 100. 120, he can be made for nadara.
Even if she lives in his house, in the father's house?
Yeah, even if she lives in his house. She's 15 years old, she can no longer be made for nadara. Yeah.
It's the base of here,
Binureha. Only when she's Nureha. My timer, what's the reason for this? What's the reason for what? What's the reason for what? Right. Damar kra binureha beisavia. That's binureha beisavia. Right. Now, meis habal. But if the husband dies, nisrokna l'rishus ha'av. Right. So the Gemara asks minalad. How do you know that? So the Ran says, look at the Ran, the first Ran of the Gemara. My time of the Amar Krav and the Rebbe Savia. My time, what's the reason? Lo nisrokna rishus labal kimo la'av. How come the husband doesn't have the same rights as the father? Why is it different? The answer is because of the Pasuk. Now the Ron says something fascinating. That's
same
a different, huh? No, but yeah, the Rebbe Shavia. In other words, the Gemara asks two questions. My timer what? So the Ron says, the question is, what's the reason that a husband's not like a father? What's the reason? Not what's the reason a husband doesn't revert. The question is, why is it not like the father?
Because it's not like the father.
And the second question is, how do you know the other way it does revert to the father? Because look at the Gemara. My timer, what's the reason? And the next question the Gemara asks is, minalon. How do you know? Says the Ran, that's why the Lashon changes. Because the questions aren't the same question opposite ways. How come the father, the husband, yes, and how come the husband, no, and the father, yes? That's the questions. How come the husband's not like the father, and how do you know the father? That's why it's my time, Aminolan. Amar Rabba, back in the Gemara, Damar Kra, it says, V'im hayo, tihyeh, le'ish, u'dinadareha, aleha. Right? So makish, kidume havaya shnia, le'kidume havaya rishona. What does that mean? That means as follows. Let's say she's a single girl. She's a 10-year-old girl. No, the 10-year-old is too young. She's 12 years old. And she makes an eder. She's not married. She's not engaged, nothing. Can the father be made for it?
Yes.
Let's say that's called kidume havaya. Kidume havaya. Makish kidume havaya shnia, but kidume havaya rishona. That's called havaya rishona. Before she's married. Now what happened? Let's say she got married. She's a naira. Now what happened now? And now she makes a neder. What do we need now to undo the neder? Both of them. Then the husband dies. He dies. So what's the story now? So the Gemara says it's a hekish, just like beforehand when she was single. The father could do it alone. So too, she's single again. The father could do it alone. That's why it reverts back to the father. It's a hekish. Right? Makish kedume havaya shnia. She's in a situation where it's the second time around. Right? With kedume havaya rishona, ma kedume, look at the Ron on top. Klomar. Shadin shnia kedin rishona. Ma kedume rishona. Of mefer l'chudei, just like before she's married. The father does it alone. Af kedume shnia, even though now she's already married, she's already divorced, she's 12 and a half with a whole history already, right? Na milacha misa sabal, the husband died, af mefer l'chudei, the father could do it alone, that's all. Now I'm on the second line of the Gemara. Ma kedume havaya rishona, just like the first time. Av mefer l'chudei, the father does it alone, af kedume havaya shnia, so too now, she's alone again. She's married. She was married, but he died or he divorced her. Mefer l'chudei. So too, the husband, the father, does it alone. That's why a father does it alone, because the rights revert back to him. But by a husband, the rights don't revert to him. Now, Ema, maybe Hanimili. That's all true. B'nedarim shelo niru la'aras. That's all true. By nedarim, the aras never knew about. She's getting engaged that day. So in the morning, she makes a neder, whatever. The Aris didn't know about that. And then what happened? They got engaged. Then he died. He never knew about it even. That's when you say they were reversed back to the father. Avol ben Adarim Shaniru La'aris. But if the Aris knew about them, and he was deciding what to do, and he suddenly died, what must he make for Av? Maybe the Av cannot undo it. Why can't he undo it? Just like in the same case, the husband couldn't do it. Right, and he takes two to tango, and he died. Maybe I would say that neder now is going to be Makayim. So the Gemara says, even a darim shaloniru la'aris, if that's true, that we're talking about nedar the aris didn't know about, binu rea b'savia nafka. That's learned out of a separate pasuk. What does that mean? The aris didn't know about it. It means it happened before she was engaged. Before she was engaged, she was a single girl. The harvest's not in the picture yet. That can't be pshat. Right?
We're just going in circles, basically.
What?
We're going in circles.
No, we're not going in circles.
There's no definitive answer.
There is a definitive answer. The definitive answer is that if the Aris dies, the rights to be made for the Neder revert back to the father. If it maybe it's only the Nedarim that he knew about, no, it doesn't make a difference what kind of Nedarim it was. Then the Mishnah said, "Bazeh yafa koach av mikoach habal." Right? That a husband can be made for his wife's Nedarim when she's bogeres, but a father cannot be made for his wife's Nedarim when she's a bogeres. Right? Hey Chidami, what's the case? Right? What's the case? They got engaged when she was a Naira. Ubagra Michdi. And now she grew up, like most people do. They don't stay young forever. They grow up, right? Ubagra. Oh, I'm sorry. Ubagra. And then she grew up, right? Michdi. One second. Nisa Motzia. If the father dies, right? Let's say the father dies. So if the father dies, she no longer has a father, right? For purposes of Hilchas Nedarim. Bogeres Motzia Mirashos Ha'av. So too, when she grows up, she leaves her father's Rishos for purposes of Nedarim. Ma Misa. Just like the Misa of the father. Lo Nisrok Nilirashos Habal. Has no bearing on the husband. It doesn't give the husband any greater rights. Af bogeres lo nisrok nirishos habal. So too, her growing up should be the same thing. It should have no bearing on him. In other words, the only time a husband would have greater rights than a father is if they got married when she was already a bogeres. He can be made for her nedarim, and the father no longer can. But if they got married, when she was a naira, and now she grew up, that shouldn't change anything.
It shouldn't.
Why? Because it's just like Mises Abal. Just like Mises Av. Does not give the husband any rights. Why not?
Because she's a naira.
No, that's not why. The answer is because the rights of the husband don't revert when the father dies. Why not? It's not that of a puzzle. There's no reason why not.
But also we know that the right of the father is only when she's a naira. Now when she becomes a bogeres, then that disappeared.
Right, so the Gemara just said that her becoming a bogeres is equivalent to the father dying. That's a little bit of a stretch. But just like when the father dies, he leaves her rishos because he's now in the Olam Emes. So too, when she grows up, she leaves the father's rishos. Just like by Misa, the rights don't revert to the husband. So too, by her growing up, the rights will not revert to the husband. If that's true, so what's the case? The case is Elisha Kidsha Kishi Bogeres. The only time the husband can have greater rights is if they got married, she was already a Bogeres, she's 18 years old. Now the husband can be made for an Adar, and the father can no longer do that. So the Gemara says, Hatanina Chalazimna, that's all, we learned that already. Where did we learn that? It says, later on, in two few days, Haboger, let's say you have a girl, an old girl, she's older. Shesha Yud Beit Chodesh. He schleps for 12 months. He's supposed to get married in 12 months. And he's not, the husband's schlepping. He can't get his act together. He's schlepping and schlepping and schlepping. Right? So the halacha is, we learned the ksuvis, remember, that once 12 months go by, he has to support her. He has to feed her. So too, he has the right to be made for her nedarim. Because he's paying for her already, even though they're not even married yet. But since he's paying for her, he can make for her nedarim alone. Why alone? She's a bogeres. The father's out of the picture. So what do you see? The question is old news. We know already that if they get married alone, it's old news. So first of all, the Gemara has a side question. Haguva Kasha, one second. Amar the bogeres shot such name was a chodesh. You just said that a bogeres you wait 12 months. Bogeres lamali shnei mosa chodesh. Bogeres palam yom sahila. Bogeres usually 12 months, 30 days. Where 12 months come from? It's usually 30 days. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Tani bogeres, you're right. It's two cases: either a bogeres, in which case it's 30 days, or v'shasa yud beis chodesh, or it was a regular naira and you tack away to 12 months. The point is, in both cases, the husband has to support his wife. In the case of the Bogeres, he can also be made for her Nadar.
What is the 3 days here?
A Bogeres. If you marry a Bogeres, if you do Erisel on a Bogeres, the Kedushin's 30 days later. Not a year later, or 30 days later. Because she's already old maid. She's already 12 and a half. You don't need... It's already 12 and a half. How much time do you need already for a 12 and a half year old? If she's a 12 year old, you need Taka a year. Once she turns 12 and a half already, what's the big delay? Right? 30 days. So two cases. Either a Bogeres or it's 12 months. So Mikomakom Kasha, it's still a Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, why do we need to tell the Halacha twice? That what? That if she gets married as a Bogeres, only the husband can be made for her Nadar. What's twice? Here and there. So the Gemara says, Iboyzema Hacha Dafka. Now the Halacha is learned out of over here. Ubogeres Katani Hasam. Why is Bogeres mentioned over there? Why are we repeating ourselves? Mishum Deboya Fluge Rabbi Lazar V'Rabbanan. Because we want to bring a machlokas over there between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Rabbanan. Right? Why? Because that halacha, that once you're paying for your wife, because you're schlepping, you can be made for her nadarim, is not universal. It's a machlokas. So we wanted to bring up that. So Arav Orcha, we threw in this. Anybody say, or no, Bogeres Dafka. Over there is the main halacha. That's the main halacha. Over there, in 3 days from now. The ID, the Nasav Reisha Bazeh, Nasav Sefer Nami Bazeh. But since we said over here that there's a situation where the Baal, where the father has more rights than the husband, so we threw in Agav, where the husband has more rights than the father. Einach Nami, there's no Chiddush in that. Okay. Not the first Mishnah in Shas without a Chiddush. Okay? Good? What? The halacha said twice. It said here and it said there. Why is it said here and there? Really, the real ikar halacha is over there. That what? That if a guy schleps and doesn't get married, he has to support her. And you see from there, he can name her in the dark. Why is it mentioned here? It's mentioned here as a throw-in. Because we mentioned that a father has more rights than a husband. In what way? If the husband dies, the rights revert to him. So to be parallel, and by the way, there's a case where the husband has more rights too. What's that? If she's a Bulgaris. There's no Chiddush in that. You're right, it's no Chiddush in that. Good?
She gets married when she's in Ira. Right? First Bulgaris. You said the husband doesn't because the father dies.
Only if he dies during that time, the father.
So that means forever? He can't be made for an edit forever?
No, it's only during those 6 months. Right. Or maybe it's an edit from before. Alright? We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.